their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, tune in, dial in, pick up the telephone after the monologue, give your 2 cents worth, join in the dialogue and discussion. We always love to hear you and your comments in relationship to the issue of the day. We'll be talking about today, no hiding place. No hiding place. I believe that's pretty self-evident, what I'm saying. We'll get into great detail about why there's no hiding place between the FBI, the DOJ, the DHS, the CIA, big tech, social media, the Biden administration's censorship, and many other elements coming into that picture. There's no hiding place. What do I mean by that? There is no way in America, in the present system and the growing potential of what the Biden administration is doing, for there to be any possibility of our Fourth Amendment being protected. What does the Fourth Amendment say? The Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure in their person, their houses, their papers, their effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause supported by an oath of affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Ladies and gentlemen, that amendment's been eviscerated in the Biden administration. It should cause every Christian, every conservative, every patriot to be vitally concerned about where we're going with security in America. Let me just give you, in setting the stage for no hiding place, perhaps you recall the story of Corrie ten Boom. Corrie ten Boom. She was from Dutch Holland. During World War II, during the Hitler reign, Hitler was exterminating the Jews. We discovered after 1943, 1944, 1945 that Hitler had incinerated about 6 million Jews. The Corrie ten Boom, the ten Boom family, built a secret room in their home in Dutch Holland. The purpose of that secret room, called the hiding place, was to hide Jewish people to preserve their lives. Ultimately, a snitch reported on them, that is, the ten Boom family. The Nazis discovered their hideout, their secret hiding place. The entire ten Boom family was arrested. Corrie and her sister Betsy never saw their parents again. Betsy ultimately died in the Hitler's concentration camp. Later, by what Corrie ten Boom testifies to, a mistake made in paperwork, they mistakenly released her. The rest of her life, she traveled the world, giving her personal testimony about the horrors of the concentration camp and what Hitler had done, because specifically what Hitler had done to the ten Boom family because of hiding the Jewish people, the hiding place. There's a movie out about that, ladies and gentlemen. I commend it very highly, called The Hiding Place with Corrie ten Boom. She gives her life story, the testimony about what had happened with the secret room in their home in Dutch Holland. Her dad was a watchmaker, watch repairman, watchmaker. And what they suffered as a result of having the hiding place. Ladies and gentlemen, it would appear that today's Biden administration is operating on the hit on Adolf Hitler's same scheme of eradicating, tracing, tracking, persecuting, and prosecuting conservatives, Christians, and patriots. We'll be talking about that today, but let me remind you, as we look at these issues and face them, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. The Scripture is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 8, 48, 31 and 32, and then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, a de facto statement is made, declaratory statement about the truth of the word of God. Thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth of the Word of God is not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. We can depend upon its veracity, its viability, its truthfulness, and trustworthiness. It was the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, where Orwell made a statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, we see that coming to fruition today more than ever before, where truth is rejected, truth is ridiculed, truth is spurned and dissed, as the world calls it. And we don't realize, ladies and gentlemen, how much of the we are losing by losing the truth, by not having truth as our standard. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline warns, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Jim DeMint made this statement. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the great vacuum today where truth is being pulled out of the world, and the vacuum that is left is being filled by absolute untrustworthiness, lawlessness, and anything and everything but the truth. In fact, about 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, I'm reading an article that says in the 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a distorted truth. That's a lie. It's an impossibility. Truth is truth. You can't have your own version of truth. You can't have your own philosophy of what truth is. Truth goes back to the original, and that is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this very powerful statement. Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I commend that to you each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier, 165-foot flagpole with the Old Glory of the U.S. flag flowing, the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our phone lines are open. It's 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Lombud, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good, doing good. I'd like to comment on the Fourth Amendment, on its origins and its reflections that is occurring today in our society. The origins of the Fourth Amendment started back in the 1760s with England issuing something called the stamp tax, which was a stamp that had to be placed on all pieces or paper products. That included any pamphlets, literature, scriptural pamphlets from churches, choirs, sheets, paper, envelopes, books. And the British king issued an edict that said the British soldiers could enter any domicile that they deemed to be not in compliance with the Stamp Act and search that household and seize articles within the household. It was extremely unpopular in 1760 there, and that actually led, along with the quartering of British troops during the actual revolution, I think that was between 1775-ish and 1779, with the conclusion of it. But today, how it's relevant is, even though you had papers that transmitted information and the dissemination of information was done through letters, newspapers, you have the same types of things happening today with the electronic and with mass media there. Actual paper that you physically hold is becoming a thing of the past. It used to be that every household got a paper, but today that's all in the palm of your phone, and they're using private corporations to thereby track you and in a way intrude upon your privacy there and glean information from you without your consent, all through your phone and all through your computer. And with the advent of smart technologies that are embedded in everything, from your toaster to your refrigerator to your stove to your power that you're receiving inside of your house, they are in control more often of this information, including your health information and your personal information, that's being linked. And they're circumventing the Fourth Amendment by having private companies do their bidding. So it's extremely important to be aware of this in today's time and age.
Jim, you're exactly right, and you touched on major points that I want to just read an article briefly and get your take on it. Headline on this article, dated July 23rd, 2023, disturbing new revelations shows that the FBI is spying on you. The headline says, then it reads, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, carries out improper surveillance on multitudes of governmental officials and citizens, according to the court document released Friday. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISA, issued an opinion stating that the FBI improperly used powers granted under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to gather information on unnamed United States senators and other state officials after a petition was submitted by the American Civil Liberties Union. Further, the article states, in June 2022, an analyst conducted 4 queries of Section 702 information using the last names of U.S. senators and state senators without limitation. These disturbing new revelations show that under Section 702, surveillance, a spy program the government claimed is focused on foreign adversaries is routinely used against Americans and people who are not accused of any wrongdoing. The FBI continues to break the rules put into place to protect Americans, running illegal searches on public officials and U.S. senators and citizens. Listen to this, Jim. The FBI previously admitted that over 275,000 instances of improper use of surveilling citizens in 2022. The FBI has faced accusations that the agency has become politicized in cases involving pro-life advocates, parents protesting at school board meetings, and was involved in the censorship following reports based on documents released to the journalist Matt Taibbi and Elon Musk, and on it goes. So the bottom line is, we're discovering that the FBI is using the Foreign Intelligence Act in order to surveil American citizens, and just as you said, through the handheld devices. But, Jim, what do we do as citizens if we know this? It's public knowledge now. It's the FBI. Let me put it this way. FBI, DOJ, the CIA, the IRS, et cetera, all are without any abatement, evidently ignoring our Bill of Rights and surveilling common citizens. If you speak out, if you ask about the election, if you question the election, if you question the school boards, if you question anything about the Biden administration, it seems as though they have no holds barred to surveil you, to gather information on you, and to try to persecute or prosecute you. What are your thoughts on that? What have American citizens to do?
Well, this all started, including the FISA court itself there, originally started from something called the Patriot Act, which came along after the World Trade Centers there. It was originally a good piece of legislation to help fight anti-terrorists and people, you know, from groups that were out to do harm, foreign groups. But they've turned those same provisions that are within the Patriot Act against the United States citizenry. And to be honest with you, until some of these agencies are completely abolished or censured or impeached, you know, including the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, we're going to continue to see this as commonplace. I've heard people say this before. You can unplug. They can't track you or know where you're at if you don't use those items there. In other words, if you just turn your computer off and go about your business and leave your phone at home, I mean, any child of the 70s or 80s can tell you that you don't need a phone to go anywhere. I mean, I took trips of 500, 600, 700 miles and never had a phone. Today's population or society, you know, I'm just as guilty of this. I'm constantly, you know, when I get a free moment, I'll pick that thing up and I'll look at it. And I have to remind myself, put it down, walk away from it, you know, focus your mind on God, read the Bible, go do something that's not connected to something. Outside of that, until there's a change in the government, we're going to continue to see this because the bureaucracy is going to remain in place regardless of the administration. Donald Trump proved that. He's actually, because of his actions in trying to rein all of this in, he exposed it ultimately. And it's the bureaucracies that are left in place. So I honestly don't know, Doctor.
Well, it's we're in a state of consternation, in my opinion. I'm looking at Jay Sekulow's article. He's the chief counsel for the ACLJ. And Jay Sekulow says this: the Biden administration's FBI has planted spies in churches to monitor radical traditionalist Christians and their ideology. The deep state is treating you like a criminal and like a terrorist. Joe Sekulow goes further. Biden's FBI, IRS, DOJ, and the whole alphabet soup of corrupt federal agencies are surreptitiously threatening every bit of your religious liberty. Goes on to state, Christian kids are kicked out of the federal museums. Children are searched and have their Bibles confiscated at school as if the Word of God is contraband. With the Department of Education now undercutting religious liberties, the IRS is targeting Christian groups. Realtors are banned from including John 3:16 in their emails or Jesus loves you. Biden's Secret Service even threatened to arrest a pastor for praying outside the Chinese embassy. Nearly every deep state rule change has some nefarious attack on your faith buried within it. It's absolutely outrageous, Jay Sekulow says. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Our rights are being eviscerated, end quote. Now, that sounds, that's a pretty powerfully negative sound. But I'm of the opinion, very much as you, Jim, that under the present administration, I don't see anything getting better, but I see it getting far worse. One of the things that I'm thankful for is that I know the end of the story. I know what God is doing, and all that we see being set up today, Jim, I believe is being set up with the tools, the instruments, the technology, the modus operandi being planned, promoted, promulgated, and made ready for the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. I've called the Antichrist Satan Superman. And when Satan Superman steps on the scene, all that we see taking place today will look like child's play. But I'm thankful that you and I and other Christians will not be here. So, Jim, we keep looking up. That's all we can do. But I'm thankful to have your take on it and your insight, because I believe that's needful and necessary for Christians to understand and to grasp that we are not hopeless, we're not helpless, because God is still on the throne. Jim, thanks so much for your call. Have a blessed day. Keep looking up.
Thank you, sir.
I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Dr. Youngblood?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. Stay out the heat. But
amen.
I just have a couple of comments, because you spoke exactly what I was going to talk about. But I wanted to ask, I just got a couple of questions. Okay. They have the evidence on Hunter Biden and Biden and Barack Hussein, Obama. They have all this evidence, Hillary Clinton. And it seems like I don't know, the Republicans, it's like they're scared. The rhinos, I would say it like that. And the other one is, why do you still support Black Lives Matter when those girls put all that money in their palaces? Should I say it like that?
Yeah, well, you know, the Black Lives Matter, the three founders said that they are queer Marxists, their terms, radical Marxists, and they put into play the Marxist agenda. And for several years, we had the big box stores, the major corporate entities, pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into their coffers. And now only to find out all of it's been theft has taken place from the inside. And as you stated, each of them have built mega hundreds of millions of dollars in mansions and basically thumbing their nose at the world. But the thing that always puzzled me, Kenneth, was that any black person that would hold them up as an ideal just simply we either ignorant of what was going on, or they're dumb as a rock and not wanting to admit that they were being had and being used as puppets in order to get fame, fortune, and control. And that's exactly what they did. Going back to the Biden story, though, quite very quickly, Kenneth, I wish that I could be a little more hopeful, but I don't foresee any prosecutorial end result for Joe Biden, Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, Jill Biden, and the whole Biden family cabal. I believe that they're going to slow walk the prosecutorial evidentiary trail. Ultimately, when the Republicans are in position to put a Republican DOJ or conservative DOJ in office, then they're going to come up with the idea, we can't prosecute these folks. It will look like political prosecution, and we're just above that. We're just not going to do it. I don't have any confidence, none whatsoever. Zip, zero, nada. no confidence that the Republicans will ever prosecute Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden, or any part of the Biden family cabal. And in my most humble opinion, Kenneth, I believe that the Biden family cabal, I believe they have committed treason against America. And yes, based on our history, they need to be tried, convicted, and executed for treason. They have sold America. They have diminished the power of America. They have put America in the position that we're in the crosshairs of Putin and Xi out of China, and every other rogue third world dictatorship is simply laughing at America because Joe Biden is a puppet, cannot do anything. Nothing that he says can he do because he is in the palm of the hands of those that he sold us out to. So I'm saddened by that. I am old enough, still under 100 years old, and I'm old enough to know what was at one time the land of the free and the home of the brave. We no longer have that. We have the Biden administration that's carrying out the third term of Barack Hussein Obama, which was an illegal president, illegally elected, just as Joe Biden. But Barack Hussein Obama is carrying out his third term through the puppet, Joe Biden. So all I can say, Kenneth, is that as Christians, we need to place our hope, our trust, our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in any part of the Biden administration.
I have one more comment.
Go right ahead.
Minister, and I'll leave you alone. You know what? This looks like Hitler, like these LGBTQ, whatever elements they want to use. That's they are training out, trying to train our kids. Mm-hmm. Now, why can you have a gay pride hour, a gay whatever, you know, and read to kids and try to get them to come to you? Because number one, I don't care if a man is a man, he want to be a female, he cannot have a baby. He cannot reproduce. A female on a female cannot reproduce. And it's like Hitler to me, the Hitler youth. Okay, and I leave it alone, Pastor, and I let you comment.
Well, Kenneth, you're exactly right. The Hitler had the Hitler Youth Corps, and they would carry out the, the task and the responsibilities as placed upon them and as challenged by Adolf Hitler himself, and they did so blindly. We're watching that take place today. We're watching our educational system being eviscerated. We're watching the Biden administration absolutely destroying the morals, ethics, and the values in the nation. As Tony Perkins said, the Biden administration is destroying our faith, our family, and our freedom in America. And all we can do is keep praying, keep looking up, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that our hope and our trust is not in government, but in God. And that's the only place we can put it. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your input. You're spot on with your analysis and what you're saying. Thank you so much and have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. About to forget the telephone number. Love to have you call. Love to have your dialogue and discussion on it. We're talking about today, No Place to Hide. I've used as the intro illustration a very favorite biography of mine, and that is to know the story of the Dutch Holland family, the Ten Boone family. And Corrie Ten Boone was one that her family had developed a hiding place during Hitler's regime and was hiding the Jews to protect them. A snitch told on them. The Gestapo came in, raided the home, arrested the whole family. Betsy and Corrie sent off to concentration camp, never saw mom and dad again. Betsy died in the concentration camp. Corrie Ten Boom was ultimately released and traveled the world telling her story about how God had protected her and provided for her even in the concentration camp. No hiding place. Ladies and gentlemen, right after the top of the hour news, we'll come back. We'll continue our thoughts today on No Hiding Place. We're dealing with what the government is doing, the FBI in particular, with its surveillance on all the citizens, destroying our Bill of Rights. Hang on there. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
V.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's parliament, the Knesset, has approved key elements of a judicial reform plan championed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The plan is controversial. It has sparked protests all across Israel in recent weeks. This is deadline day for Texas. The Justice Department threatens to sue the state if it doesn't start removing a buoy barrier in the Rio Grande. That barrier is aimed at discouraging people from trying to swim across the river from Mexico. Former Vice President Pence not sold on the idea that Donald Trump's behavior leading up to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot was criminal in nature. And later in the week, the Federal Reserve expected to hike interest rates once again to cool the red-hot fires of inflation. On Wall Street, the Dow up 159 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about no hiding place. And by that I simply mean with Big Brother, Big Tech, social media, the Biden administration, the FBI, the IRS, the DHS, the CIA, and all of the other agencies of the federal government watching every move that we make. Recently, I was told about, did not read the article. My wife is the Facebooker, and she found on Facebook where a man, I've forgotten the state he was in, what state he lived in, but he had a firearm that he put on Facebook wanting to market. He said that he just would buy a gun if he decided he didn't like it or didn't want it, would just find a buyer for it. Just because he put it on Facebook, listed it, the FBI and the organizational structure out of the federal government dealing with firearms and explosives, et cetera, put him under watch for 6 months, followed him, monitored his phones, monitored his social media, literally traced, tracked, and monitored him without any warrant, without any search. And yet with our Fourth Amendment right, ladies and gentlemen, we have the right of protection of that. Let me read it to you again in case you're not familiar with it. Fourth Amendment reads, the right of the people to be secure in their person, their houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by the oath of affirmation and particularly describing the place of the to be searched and the persons or things to be seized, end quote. But yet we find that headline, looking at one, FBI caught spying on a senator under the Biden's administration's, quote, secret police, this writer says. Another one, disturbing new revelation shows FBI is spying on you. And I just read the article before the news break. Jay Sekulow with ACLJ says, the Biden administration's FBI has planted spies in our churches to monitor radical traditionalist Christians and their ideology. The deep state is treating you like criminals and terrorists, end quote. How do you respond to that? What do we do? How are we supposed to respond to it? I believe we have Marianne on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Hi, Pastor. Thank you. I just was calling to say that I'm going through my own personal trial involving all of the issues you just mentioned, government oppression, breaking into my home, taking things that belong to me. And it's true, we are in a dire time right now in this country. Our freedoms are dwindling away before our eyes. And one of the things I've noticed is that in my case, back in Massachusetts, I was assaulted by a group of police just because I spoke out against them. And I didn't know any of these people, but they were stalking me. They were spying on me. I eventually found out that there was spy material in my home. This is a key problem, the spying. That's a key issue. And I complained about them, and they retaliated by hurting me. And my case, which I presented myself, was put before three judges, one whom was a human rights judge. He's in an international human rights court. And he said it was one of the worst violations he'd seen, and he ordered compensation. But these particular police are so, I'll use the word arrogant. They're so arrogant, and they're so, this is a good phrase, I think, to describe it. They lord their authority. I got out of scripture somewhere, and it was exactly spot on to describe how they behave. They lord their authority over the people, and they do not want to follow out the judge's orders. And so as a result of that, I'm being persecuted, really. I found out about other people that this had happened to, and I spoke out about that. And I never thought I'd be in a situation like this in my life in the United States of America, and I never thought the Lord might use me in some way regarding this. It's as though we all have these various battles where we have to stand up for our countries, and it's a war, but it's not like we have a whole army. We sometimes have to individually just take a stance, like these four FBI whistleblowers who lost everything speaking out, and many other whistleblowers, the IRS whistleblowers on the Hunter Biden case. But this morning, the Lord brought me into a scripture which encouraged me and gave me hope, and listening to you gave me hope. And it is Exodus chapter 14. But Moses answered the people, "Fear not, stand your ground, and you will see the victory of the Lord will win for you today. These Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see again, and the Lord himself will fight for you. You need only to keep still." So I think that we have to keep praying, keep standing our ground. And
Marianne, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Let me interject two observations before you go. Number one, you're exactly right. And secondly, we're watching the evisceration of our Bill of Rights. Most are not aware of the fact that our Bill of Rights, God gave them to us. They're the human rights that God has given to us, and they're codified in our Bill of Rights in our Constitution, and yet we're watching them being eviscerated before our eyes. But the thing that gives me hope is the realization and the recognition that because as Christians, we win in the end. We know the last book of the Bible. We know what Revelation says. We see that God is setting the stage through these unholy, ungodly men, these that are in office like Joe Biden and others, that's setting the stage for the Antichrist to step on the scene and to rule and reign with an iron fist. But the joy for me as a Christian, the encouragement that I want all of our listeners to understand, is that as a Christian, we won't be here. We'll be taken out the rapture of the church. We'll not be here. But we need to warn others of the danger ahead so that they will realize and be prepared before it's too late. But the Antichrist is ready to step on the scene. When he steps on the scene, as I use the term, be Katie barred the door, it'd be too late because the rapture of the church will have taken place. And so going back to your statement about Moses and the Exodus text in chapter 14, I also go back in my mind in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20, Nehemiah and his workers had been threatened. A conspiracy had taken place. They were trying to undermine their work to prevent the work from going forward. They're working with a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other hand to lay the stones for the wall. And in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20, Nehemiah told his people, "Our God shall fight for us." That's the hope that we have today. That is the promise that we have today, that though we're in the battle, we're not alone, that God is fighting for us. And so I'm thankful for that. Marianne, thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Pastor.
Keep looking up, our redemption draweth nigh. God bless you. I believe we have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go over to call. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Well, there's so much information. You've hit a lot of the high points, and just related to what the lady just was speaking about. It's interesting to see that they don't mind. The government doesn't mind squeezing and making examples of people for like whistleblowing. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, he revealed information on U.S. government war crimes published in 2007-2009. The documents were provided by the U.S. Army analyst, Chelsea Manning. And so apparently he sought refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. This has been several years ago. And then he was eventually allowed to be arrested and put in that London prison. I think it's in Belmarsh because he revealed information on crimes that the government had committed. A guy named Edward Snowden, that was an NSA whistleblower in 2013. Apparently he is still hiding in Russia, or did they extradite him? I'm not sure, but he was the one exposing how much the government is spying on its own people. Initially, like the other man said, the Patriot Act was a good thing, but they turned it on us. It's not just a matter of looking for potential terrorists or criminals. It's the thought police, speech police. You think you're an American citizen with rights, but you have to be very cautious that you don't step on a landmine of what they're what they make as an assumption. So your Fourth Amendment. That you quoted and we've been discussing under the Bill of Rights. Do we really have it? In police work, having gotten search warrants and subpoenas for information and criminal investigations, we were required to have probable cause. If it was just reasonable suspicion, the attorney would say, the state attorney's office, the one signing off, if it's just reasonable suspicion, you might get a subpoena for more records, do a little more digging, do a little more investigation, determine if there's probable cause. There were multiple hurdles just to jump through to get a tracking device to put on a known criminal, because even a known criminal still has rights. Mm-hmm. The years ago, we found out that under the Obama administration, everybody apparently was getting the free cell phones. And like, why are these people getting free cell phones? Oh, well, you know, everybody needs to be able to call 911. Really? No, let me tell you what. Everybody with a cell phone can be tracked. Everything on that phone. And here's a really interesting point. If it's a government phone, city-issued phone, state-issued phone, you don't have to get a subpoena or a warrant to track the phone and all the information on the phone. Interesting, because that entity owns the phone. So all calls, text messages, emails, internet search history, social media, photographs taken with the phone, goes to the iCloud, remember? All right, so all that's tapped into. Travel destinations and history. Oh, by the way, photographs, unless you turn it off on a cell phone, it identifies the geodata, the actual location of the photograph. Some criminals had hacked into information like that. Say you had a car or expensive piece of jewelry for sale, they could, the metadata would reveal where the picture was taken, and then the thieves could actually go and get it. A lot of people don't know that. But we kept hearing politicians praise the China model. Which way are we going? Which of our politicians have been compromised by China? That's another whole story. Okay, the China model is monitoring everything. Their government restricts free speech. Their government is regulating everything. And then, of course, coming to the digital currency that they're pushing, it's out. It's coming. It's here. Did you know that they can track and restrict purchases? Not just track what you bought, but they can say, no, you're not allowed to buy that. How about
absolutely.
This? There's a currency expiration date. So if the government were to put money in your account, what do they call that, the COVID relief money? All right. Okay. You it's in your account until we turn it off and say, oh, it expired. You're supposed to spend it right now. And you could only spend it for these things. So it's interesting. There was a fellow that was arrested in Great Britain for praying. He was praying silently in an abortion clinic safe zone. Okay. The appointed civilians, they have some sort of it was a security force. They called the police. The police officer's like, hey, the guy's not doing anything wrong. He's just silently praying. He didn't say anything. He didn't do anything. But the appointed civilians forced the violation, cited him to court. It took 6 months of court proceedings before he was finally vindicated. And the court said that thoughts directed to God cannot and are not to be restricted. But the man said it took 6 months. He said, I've been punished for 6 months for doing nothing wrong. And that's the way the administration works. If they decide that you have been targeted or they want to silence you, you can actually be squeezed into the judicial system. Yeah, you may eventually be exonerated. All right. How much did it cost?
That's right.
How much did it cost?
Glenn, hold your thought just a moment and hang on the line. Let's talk with Derby. Derby, go over your question or comment, please.
So am I talking to Rush Limbaugh right now?
Trying.
Okay. My 2 points. Friday, I heard you talk to Mike Hill about Sound of Freedom, and neither of you have seen it yet. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Well, I have. So
wonderful. Tell us about it.
I strongly recommend it, and I just saw a news item that it has grossed over $100 million by this weekend. And an important issue about the movie, you have to watch it till the very end through the credits, the things that Jim Caviezel says at the very end are very important. So that's what you must do. The evidence that there is child pornography and all the sex abuse is out there, but some people, including many Republicans, don't want to hear it, don't accept it.
Exactly right.
Okay, item two is about the state of our government, how they're abusing their power. Well, I blame simply the whole Republican Party for not acting. They don't have the Justice Department on their side, but they have the right to impeach, and they have all the evidence needed to do any impeachment on thousands of Democrats and Republicans, but they don't use it. So
they don't have the backbone to do that, Derby.
Huh?
They don't have the backbone to do it.
Right. The evidence is there. It's been there since 2020 and 2021 with the movie, the 2000 Mules and everything, and Mike Lindell, but they don't want to accept it. They don't want to face the truth. So if they don't, and the evidence is there, they are either very stupid or guilty of complicity. So I don't
they're
trust the Republican
of,
Party.
Guilty of they're guilty of complicity. They're guilty of, in many occasions, doing the same thing and not wanting to identify themselves or putting themselves in a position of being blamed. We need a fresh broom in Washington on both sides of the aisle. We need to have those that we elect and put in office that will hear the people and not get up there and become little small tin-horn dictators. But, Derby, you're exactly right, and I'm looking forward to seeing the movie myself, and I pray that everyone will do so. But thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up, Derby. God bless you, and thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Glenn, you touched on it a moment ago, and I want to dig a little bit deeper. I'm looking at a headline that says, U.S. banks are abruptly freezing accounts, halting withdrawals without any warning, without any explanation. That's a headline dated July the 22nd. U.S. banks are increasingly closing customers' accounts and freezing withdrawals without warning, according to the new report. A growing number of people say they are having their accounts abruptly closed, their checking accounts and savings accounts. Another portion of the article says, the report cited by sudden account closure, a man that received an anonymous alert while logging into his Bank of America account. He drove to the local branch, where he was told that his account had been shut down and access to his life savings was denied. Quote, Bank of America told me it was shut down. They refused to give me an explanation. They told me I would get my money after it was resolved. All of a sudden, I find I'm out. I am broke. I can't feed my family. I can't pay my bills. Banks typically shut down accounts over concerns of suspicious behavior, the article goes on to talk about. But Glenn, the whole point is, we're finding that the banks across America, federal banks, are shutting down accounts because by what they see, you're buying and selling and trading and what you're doing with your money, many times does not align with the Biden administration and the bank's woke cultural policies as a result of that shutting down the accounts. Now, on top of that, Glenn, and I'll stack the question and then ask it. On top of that, where we are on the very verge of the digital currency, you touched on it a moment ago, the digital currency being introduced in America. I understand the Biden administration is supposed to, on the 26th or 27th of this month, announce the startup of the digital currency. They've already had it into some pilot programs in New York and other states where they've had limited pilot programs of this. Explain to our listeners digital currency, what that will do and what it is designed to do, tracking, tracing, following every dime that goes into your account and how you spend it and what you do with it. Is that dangerous? What is the story behind it? Why digital currency?
Very briefly, CBDC. Central Bank Digital Currency. If it's digital, you can turn it on and you can turn it off. It's ultimate control, isn't it? Try not paying the light bill, all right? They used to send somebody out. if you forgot to pay the bill and you come home and you're like, why are the lights out? Or is it a brownout? You know, JEA just turn it off and on during the summer because everybody's using so much. But they don't have to come out to your house anymore because it's tied into the internet. They can turn it off with a push of a button behind the desk. They don't even come to your house. You have to call them and tell them to turn it back on, but they're going to want money. How about everything being electronically, digitally connected, all right? So, well, the federal government says, we don't really like what you've been saying about us, okay? Sounds like you're in communist Russia or China, doesn't it? So maybe we'll just turn it off. I'm talking about your money. So you won't be able to pay the lights or the water or anything else like that. We don't want you to buy a gun or ammunition to defend yourself because we don't like guns, okay, government standpoint. All right, so you can't use it for that. Did you know Bank of America? I knew you were going to say Bank of America before you said it. Under the Obama administration, these characters started closing the accounts of gun stores. All right. If you were in the business of selling guns or ammunition, you can't do business here anymore. What in the world happened? Well, let's see. The government got into the banks. Remember, they bailed out a bunch of banks 2008 through 2012. All right. They sent a lot of money to these banks. They were they were tied in before, but even more entrenched now. They got millions, probably billions of dollars during the bailout, all right? At the same time, Bank of America, Chase Bank, I think Wells Fargo was also involved, where they were they were refusing to accept electronic payments on some home loans. And so they put the homeowner in the category on that mortgage of being in default. For every mortgage that was in default, the federal government gave the banks money. You see how this works?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even though you weren't in default, in fact, it happened to me through Chase Bank, where we had sent an electronic house payment, and they kept sending me a letter saying that I was a month behind. I'm not a month behind. And I finally had to go to Chase Bank, sit down with my documentation, and say, what's wrong? And they said, oh, well, a payment was refused, April a year ago. Really? Well, where's my money? It's still in holding through the automatic payment system. You go through Walmart to do it. I can't think of the name of it right now. It's not it's not the one that you would typically come up with. Anyway, the money was still there, $2,000, because the bank said they didn't accept electronic payments from that vendor. Really? Nobody told me. Yeah. So imagine that everything is set up on electronic scale. People don't write checks anymore, do they? Okay, it's a credit card, but hey, you set it up on your bank account so that it automatically drafts. You think everything's going according to plan. Yeah, until it doesn't.
Glenn, I read one article when it comes to the digital currency. And for the listeners to understand, when the digital currency comes into full force in America, you will not have any greenbacks. You won't have $10 bills and a rubber band under your bed. You will have everything on your handheld device. For example, Glenn, one article I read, if the government wants to continue, and they will push the climate change where they're trying to shut down the use of fossil fuel and gasoline products, if you spend money through your digital account on gasoline, the federal government will get to the point in the near future with digital currency that they will limit you to $10 a month or $50 a month, $100 a month, whatever it may be that you can spend for gasoline. And if you spend more than that, click, your money shut off. If you give money to the wrong political candidate, click, your funds are gone. If you happen to be a Trump follower, click, you have no funds. It's that simple, and it's not oversimplifying it. But Glenn, what does that mean? It means total control of every human being, the funds. In fact, one article says the Biden administration is planning quietly for your future where you don't own any money. Now, that sounds strange. You don't own any money. And the article goes on, Glenn, to explain that even though it's on your handheld device, that you've got $100, it's not yours. You can't pull it out. You can't put it in your pocket. You can't take it with you. It is there at the discretion of the federal government. Glenn, we've got about a minute and a half. Explain that and then tie up the loose ends for the Christian as to what we need to do, how we need to be responding, and what we need to be focusing on.
Well, absolutely right. Understand this. There's a difference between money and currency. Okay. Currency is the green piece of paper we call money, but it's not. It's currency. It's a Federal Reserve note. It's exchanged for debts or to pay for something or what have you, but it only has value because you agree it has value. Real money is something that has value. All right. That'd be gold, silver, copper, nickel. Metals have value. Therefore, it is real money. So if you can tie it to a currency and then digitize it, okay, they get ultimate control. So you don't own it. You don't own it. They can turn it on and off. It's not yours. Going back to the barter system, I guess soon, you know, a jar of honey for a gallon of gas. I don't know how it'll work out.
So what should the Christian do, Glenn?
We have to look back to the Bible. It said it's going to get tough. It's going to get ugly. At some point, the Christians, the church, is lifted out. And then you're going to have 7 years of tribulation. It's going to get very dire and ugly here, okay? If you haven't made a decision for Christ yet, you need to make that decision. Don't wait any longer.
Yes.
Jesus told his disciples, he said, blessed are you. This is Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so
yes,
they persecute the prophets who were before you. He didn't say if, he said when.
Yes, Glenn, our time is gone, but thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295.